Game of their lives. Gene Miller won $3,000 in our last game and is today's returning champion. But David Berry plans to replace Gene and win today. And Jessica Hayes has her own goal. And that's ending up as the new champ. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. Here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you once again, Ron Roddy, and welcome everyone to Press Your Luck. As you know, the most competitive game in television where you can win a bundle or you can lose your shirt. Right now, let's meet the three players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our first player, David.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm David Berry. I'm originally from Carlsbad, New Mexico. Grew up here in Los Angeles. I'm a combination geologist and archaeologist, and recently I'm instructing in geology at a local college.
Well, I understand, David, that you just returned from a rather unusual trip.
Well, yes, I did. I spent some time in northern New Mexico working on an archaeological site. Didn't find many gold and goodies, but we spent an awful lot of time moving dirt and fighting bugs.
That's marvelous. Well, let's see if you can dig up some bucks here, all right, David?
I'm going to go for the gold.
Good. All right. Good to have you with us. Let's meet our second player, Jessica. How are you, Jessica?
I'm fine, thanks.
That's good. Now, Jessica, you are an you were a skier when you were a little girl, is that true?
Yeah, I was on the Can-Am ski team, which was the training squad for the USP ski team. I never made it to the ski team. I got sent home from Europe.
You did? Do you still ski?
You bet.
Oh, it's great fun.
You bet.
We're not too far away from the ski season.
It's getting pretty close.
Well, let's see if you can make some money for the lift tickets. All right, good to have you with us. And, of course, our returning champ, Gene.
Yeah.
Gene, $3,000. Got her own. She's a one-man cheering section, a one-woman that is.
One woman.
Gene, what are you going to do with the $3,000?
Oh, I haven't decided yet.
Not enough?
I'm going to be here for a while,
right.
So I haven't decided.
Why jump into making a decision,
right?
I don't blame you. All right, Gene and the other players, you all set?
Set.
I've got four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins at the big Press Your Luck game board. The more spins you have, of course, the more money you can win. Because, as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash and fabulous prizes. And every time I stop the board like this, stop! You'll make money like I did. I just won a trip to San Diego. I have to wait and go a little later, though. However, you can also hit a whammy. If you do that, he comes out and reduces your total to zip. Zero. Depressing, isn't it? Doesn't happen too often, though, thankfully. All right, are you all ready to press your luck?
Yes.
Okay,
good, because here comes the first question. 25 years ago, 1/5 of all mothers with dependent children held a job. What is the fraction of those working mothers today? Jessica?
2/3.
2/3, says Jessica. Oh, if you're right, Jessica, you'll pick up three big spins. I'm going to give your answer and two others to David and Gene. If they're right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer 2/3, 1/2, or 1/3, David?
I'd have to stay with 2/3.
2/3, says David. We'll jump over to Gene and see what she has to say.
I'm going to go with 1/2.
You are going to go with 1/2. Well, 1/2 of the mother's malware. Team did it. That means David and Jessica don't pick up any spins, and Gene gets one and breaks into the winner's column so far. Here's the second question. A recent Harper's Bazaar listed Elizabeth Dole as one of the 10 most influential women in America. In the Reagan cabinet, she's the secretary of what? David?
Treasury.
Treasury, says David. All right, is the correct answer Treasury, transportation, or education, Jessica?
Education.
Education, says Jessica. Let's see what Gene has to say.
I think it's transportation.
Well, Elizabeth Dole is Secretary of Transportation, Gene. That's the second one for you. Well done. All right, Gene goes up to 2, and David and Jessica have yet to get into the spin column. This could make a difference, so here it comes. Third question. Yuri Andropov is the leader of the Soviet government and Communist Party. Who did he replace? Jessica?
Brezhnev.
Brezhnev. All right, is the correct answer Brezhnev, Kosygin, or Gromyko? David?
Brezhnev.
Brezhnev, says David. We'll now go to Jean and see what she says.
Brezhnev.
Brezhnev. Well, Andropov replaced Brezhnev.
Yay!
Everybody picks up spins. All right, David picks up a spin and goes to 1. Jessica buzzed in, so she gets a big 3. Jean picks up 1 and goes to 3. And here's the fourth and final question. They both play the same game, and they're married. She is the more famous of the two. He is John Lloyd. Who is she? Oh, my. Okay, class. Multiple choice time. If you get it right, I'll give you a spin. All right. He is John Lloyd. Is she Yvonne Goolagong, Tracy Austin, or Chris Everett? David?
Chris Everett.
You don't even have to buzz in, David.
That's
Chris
right.
Everett. All right. Jessica?
Chris Everett.
Chris Everett. Gene, what do you think?
Chris Everett.
Chris Everett. Well, the tennis playing Mrs. Lloyd is Chris Everett. Of course. Everybody picks up spins. That was our last. So David gets two, Jessica four, and Gene four. And you'll have a chance to convert your spins into dollars at the exciting Presti Luck game board when we come back. We're back, players, and as you know, there are prizes, surprises, and over $13,000 in cash, and of course, a few whammies up there on that game board. Now, each spin, you can bring up to $1,250 to your total, and that's important because the player who ends up in this round on top plays last in the final round, and of course, that's a big advantage. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins if you have a fear of the whammy, and everything is at stake each time you spin, and four whammies will make you very sad because you'll be out starting your car out of the game, okay? Player with the fewest spins is David. That means you have the dubious distinction, David, of performing first.
Well, then I need to go for the top.
Yes, here we go.
Ready?
Big bucks.
Stop.
Stop at a punch set, David. Well done. That's a value of $585.
Great, okay.
Well done. Now we'll go to your one spin left, $585.
Might as well go for it.
That's what I
figured. Here we go. Stop.
Stop at $600.
Great, move it back.
Well done, David. Two spins. You got yourself $1,185.
Fine. Great.
All right. We'll
feel
go over to Jessica
now.
Because Jessica and Gene are tied at four spins apiece. The player to my furthest left goes first. Jessica, here we go.
Stop.
Stop at an answering machine. Hey. Jessica, I know you're going to get a lot of calls after this show. That's $219. Well done. Three spins. What are you going to do?
I'm going to keep going.
Going to keep going. That's what I figured.
Stop
at $350, Jessica. That brings you up to $569. Second place, two spins. What are you going to do?
Press my luck.
That's what I figured. She wants that $1,250. Stop at $250. That's a start towards it. No whammies yet. That's up to $819. One spin left. What are you going to do, Jessica? They're yelling at you to play. If you pass, they go to David because he is the player with the highest amount of money. Pass it. All right, it goes over to David. Here comes that spin. It's an earned spin. It's passed to you. Means you have to take it. First place is at stake for now. $1,185. $150. Jessica, you weren't right. You picked up. Some money went to $1,335. Jessica's at $819. Gene, we haven't heard from you.
No.
Well, we're ready. Here we go.
Okay, let's go. Stop.
Stop at $750. Yeah! We've heard from you now, Gene. Three spins left.
Okay, let's go.
What are you
going to
do?
Wait,
here we go.
Press. Ready, set, go.
Oh.
That's all right.
All right. It happened to you last time.
That's right. Okay.
You must have had trouble starting his engine. All right, Gene, two spins left. You're not daunted by that, right?
No.
Here we go.
No way. Let's go. Let's go. Big box.
Here, $750. Back again. You earned it back. One spin left. You're in third place. What are you going to do?
I want to pass it.
You're going to pass it? It goes to David at $1,335. David, you got a spin coming to you. There it is.
Okay.
You got to take it. First
gotta
place
take
is today.
Got to do
here
it.
We go.
Big dollars. We need them. Stop.
Oh, Gene, you felt it.
Oh, no.
A whammy for David. That hurts. I tell you, David, Gene's been working with a whammy. She taught him that dance step. Did a nice job. Well, no dollars. We've got Gene with $750. Jessica, guess what? You had $819. Have the advantage because you came in first. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, and surprises right after this. Players, guess what I've got? I've got four more questions, and that translates to four more golden opportunities to pick up some spins. And the player with the most money at the end of this round gets to take it all home and come back and do it again tomorrow. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's great.
I knew you'd like it, Gene. Are you all ready for your first
one
question?
Yeah.
Here
let's
it
go.
Is. What single American amusement park draws the most visitors each year, Gene?
The Disneyland.
Disneyland says, Gene, if you are right, you will pick up three spins. I'll give your answer and two others to David and Jessica. If they get it right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer Disneyland, Walt Disney World, or Magic Mountain, David?
I would say Walt Disney World.
All right, that's what David says, Walt Disney World. Jessica, what do you think?
Walt Disney World.
Walt Disney World. Well, the most visitors attend Walt Disney World. That's correct. David and Jessica each pick up a spin, and Gene stays with nothing yet. Second question. Studies show people are the loneliest on two weekdays, not weekends. One of them is Monday. What's the other? Gene?
Friday.
All right, Gene. Is it Friday, Wednesday, or Thursday, David?
I'd have to say Thursday.
You'd have to say Thursday. What would you have to say, Jessica?
Friday.
You'd have to say Friday? Well, the other lonely weekday is Friday.
Yay!
Friday indeed. Jessica goes to two, and Gene picks up three. Coming back quick, Gene. David stays at one. Here's our third question. What well-known American company advertises with TV commercials which have its spokesman saying, "Do you know me?" Jessica?
American Express.
All right. Is the correct answer American Express, Polaroid, or Sara Lee, David?
American Express.
David says it's American Express. Jeannie, what do you think it is?
American Express.
American Express. The people we don't know are speaking for American Express.
Yay!
Everybody picks up spins. David goes to two. Jessica picks up three and goes to five. Gene goes to four. And here is our fourth and final question. What famed football player was Connie Stevens talking about when she said, "Who wants to go with a guy who's got two bad knees and a quick release?" You don't know? All right, class. Multiple choice coming up. If you get it right, I'll give you a spin. All right, is the, was Connie Stevens, I can't even say the question. The guy with two bad knees and a quick release, is it Terry Bradshaw, Joe Namath, or Vince Ferragamo? What do you think, David?
I think it's Joe Namath.
You think it's Joe Namath? Jessica, who do you think it is?
Joe Namath.
You think it's Joe Namath. Gene,
Joe Namath.
Joe, you know for sure it's Joe Namath.
Definitely.
Well, Connie Stevens was talking about Joe Namath.
Yeah!
Oh, poor Joe, but happy everyone else. David goes to three, Jessica to six, and Gene to five. And all our players will be taking those valuable spins to the big board to decide who the winner's going to be on Press Your Luck when we come back. Players, this is the big one, and you can see you can win a bundle on Press Your Luck because there's over $50,000 in cash up there just waiting to be won. But do not forget the whammy, because if you do, he'll come away and take your money with you. You're gonna take your money with him. That'll be very terrible. I didn't get it right, but what's the difference? Let's take a look at the monies. David has no monies to look at, and Gene's got $750. Jessica, you wound up with the highest total in round one, $819. And you know what that means? You will be the last to play your spins, and this is the final round. And that puts you in the driver's seat. Sit back and relax. We're going to go to the player with the least amount of money. It's not difficult to find that player. It's David. $0, one whammy, three spins. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
I've got to go for it. I need the bucks.
What's that, $5,000?
Stop.
Stop at a motorcycle. A good start,
okay.
David. That motorcycle's valued at $2,548 from
great.
Third place to first place in one spin.
Great.
Two spins
okay.
left. What do you want to do?
I've got to press my luck.
All right.
I'm going
to keep going. Looking
stop.
For more. Stop at $750, David.
Great.
That brings you up to $3,298. One spin left.
One spin left. I'm worried about the whammy, but I got to go for it.
You're going to go for it? Okay.
Okay. Stop.
Stop at $1,400.
Okay.
David,
yeah,
that's $4,698. Well into first place. We have not heard from Jessica and Gene. We'll now hear from Gene with one whammy, 755 spins. Gene?
Okay.
You're come from
stop.
Behind the Bahamas.
God.
What a nice place to go, Gene, for two. $2,080. Your new total is $2,830. Four spins. You're now in second place. What are you going to do?
We're going to press our luck.
That's what I figured, Gene.
Stop.
$500,
oh,
Gene. Bring brings you up to 33-30. Three spins left. The Magic Threes still in second place.
I'm going to press my luck.
All right.
Okay, I want big bucks.
1,500 big bucks, Gene. That brings you up to 48-30, which means you're in first place. That means you're in first place by $200. What are you going to do? You're going to pass, and they go to David, since he's the player with the next highest amount of money. Two come to you, David. $46.98 at stake. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Here they come. One at a time.
$1. Come on, stop.
Stop at $2,500. Good work, Gene. Not yet, at least. That's
okay.
$7,198, David. One more spin you have to take.
Got to take it.
First place is at stake so
far.
Big
dollars, come on, big dollars, stop.
Stop. Oh! Wendy. David, Gene sucked it to you.
Yep.
No dollars, no more spins. Sit back, relax. We're going to go over to Jessica with $819 and six spins. Jessica, are you ready?
Ready.
You haven't had a whammy yet.
Stop.
Stop at $2,500, Jessica. That brings you $33.19, about $1,500 less than Gene. Five spins left.
I'll go for it.
That's what I figured.
Okay.
It's a lot of spins left.
Stop
at a trampoline. Oh. That will help you skiing.
Yeah.
A trampoline valued at $828. That brings your total up to $41.47. Four spins, $700 less than Gene.
I'll go for it.
You're going to go for it. Here we go.
Stop
at Kona in Hawaii. That trip for two worth $1,472. That brings your total up to $5,619. That's $800 more than Gene. Three spins left. Press your luck or pass. Three spins, Jessica.
Pass.
You're going to pass them.
Pass.
All right, those three spins are passed to Gene. She loves to have spins. Three, you've got to take, Gene.
Right.
Second place right now. Here comes the first of them.
Okay. 5,000.
500.
5,300.
Gene, two spins left. $300 less than Jessica. Here it comes.
Big bucks.
$2,500. Now, Gene, here's your situation. You're at $7,830, about $2,200 ahead of Jessica. All you got to do is stay out of trouble, and you win the game. If you hit a whammy, Jessica wins the game. Are you ready?
I'm going to do it.
All right, Jessica and Gene, here we go with a big spin to decide who the champ is going to be.
All
right. And that means that Jessica is the champ for today. Congratulations. You did it with $5,619, Jessica. We'll be right back to find out what you won right after this message. All right, we are back with today's Press Your Luck winner, Jessica. And Jessica, Rod Roddy is now going to tell you exactly what you've won, aren't you, Rod?
I sure will, Peter. Jessica, you've won the Record-A-Call automatic telephone answering machine. Retrieves messages or changes from any phone in the world. Records as long as a caller speaks. Features call screening and rings adjust by Record-A-Call. And a trampoline with a unique round design for outdoor fun and recreation. Ideal for physical fitness with features such as uniform bounce and larger jumping area by round trampoline. And we'll jet you and your companion round trip coach from Los Angeles to the Big Island of Hawaii for a 6-night stay at the